This is Nathan Nexus IV, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial, Scarcity of Hotel Accommodation. Tourist arrivals have in recent years gone up and up in Hong Kong. Hotel room rates have soared because hotel accommodation has not increased as fast as tourist arrivals. Some mainland travel agents have even speculated in hotel rooms here. They would give to others the rooms their customers have booked, though they have already paid for them unless they pay additional charges. Clearly, Hong Kong's tourist infrastructure does not keep pace with its tourist industry development. Hong Kong's tourist industry is not only a pillar of its economy, it plays a very special role. It provides large numbers of unskilled workers with jobs. If hotel rooms remain in short supply, it would be a bottleneck in the industry's development, inhibit the growth in tourist arrivals. Therefore, the government must suitably intervene in the situation. For example, it should pick good sites for hotels and put them up for auction, as well as take policy measures to encourage businesses to convert industrial buildings into hotels. Hotel room rates have gone up mainly because hotel accommodation is very much in demand. Mainland tourists only know that in Hong Kong, hotel room rates are like seafood prices, which fluctuate wildly. They do not care whether it is mainland travel agents or Hong Kong hoteliers that fleece tourists. It is Hong Kong's image that suffers. Mainland tourists who are convinced that Hong Kong hotels would fleece their guests may not want to stay overnight in the SAR. They may spend less here than they otherwise would, and as a result, the whole tourist industry would lose out. As it is mainland travel agents that have speculated in Hong Kong hotel rooms, there is little the SAR government or the Hong Kong Tourism Board can do about it. The only thing they can do is to raise the matter with the mainland departments concerned through official channels and discuss with them how they can jointly deter the malpractice. Nevertheless, it is only a stopgap measure to step up regulation. If hotel rooms are scarce, unscrupulous people would make reckless moves for gain. The long-term solution is to build hotels. Only when hotel room rates come down will black sheep be deterred. However, while Hong Kong's financial and professional services sectors may thrive, they will never provide 7 million people with jobs. However much financial professionals may make a year and however crazily they may spend their money in the SAR, wealth may not trickle down to the lower strata of society. Many consider the financial services sector to be one where value added is high, but there are not large numbers of jobs. It is possible to increase Hong Kong's wealth by developing its financial services industry, but not to increase employment or narrow the rich-poor gap in the territory. Therefore, Hong Kong must develop industries that provide large numbers of jobs, even though they offer low value added. Tourism is such an industry. People in tourism need little expertise, and their jobs are mostly labor-intensive. The industry provides large numbers of unskilled workers with jobs. Overage children born of Hong Kong parents on the mainland may soon apply for one-way permits to settle here. It is reckoned that about 20,000 will do so a year. Overage children are aged between 25 and 40. In their prime, they may be new blood in Hong Kong's labor market. However, some are worried that because they may be poorly educated and some of them may be middle-aged, their arrival may increase unemployment and widen the wealth gap here. Their worry is not unfounded. Therefore, the government should do well in advance. What would make it easier for them to find work here? One way of doing so is to develop the tourist industry. Let us see how the government will capitalize on the persistent growth in visitor arrivals, which is a favorable factor. Hong Kong must not allow the scarcity of hotel accommodation to become a bottleneck in the growth in tourist arrivals. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Nathan Axis Fua, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU.